previously, all sorts of things happen. Connor's extended sliders episode continued with you finding yourself in yet another world. This one looks closer to the one you're familiar with, in that at least there is a Knoxville, and it is a city, although oddly it is the home of Opryland instead of Nashville, which is basically a hick town.
So Nashville doesn't even have a professional football team or have right, the Titans
are in Knoxville.
Oh, okay.
Basically, everything cool about Nashville is now in Knoxville. Huh.
So Vanderbilt's there too?
So they left country music in Nashville?
You know, I'm not disagreeing with you, but you know, if you're into that sort of thing, Opryland is one of the single worst memories of my life involves Opryland.
Try saying you that should... in a small town, buddy.
Damn it, I was trying to get there. I was working so hard to get there.
Got to be quicker than that.
Yep.
I've never even heard of that asshole before he came out with that, you know. It's not really about lynching song.
It's totally about lynching. Good stuff here. This is
in this strange, new yet familiar world. You are even more surprised to come across dimensional variants of Jake and Trey. And also Charlie, a copy of Charlie. You get there just in time to find him dead, and then you see him come back to life as a sort of spider demon. Jake is a werewolf and does not know who Oliver and Olivia are. Trey is much more muscular than he was last time you saw him, and he now goes by Ben, and he absolutely hates Frank Jr. For apparently brutally murdering his mother in front of him when he was 9 years old. A lot. In other news, according to Jake, there's a were-hyena on the loose that has the power to transmit some sort of magical rabies, and that temporarily reduced Jake to a giggling lunatic, which creeped the shit out of you. Ben's insistence, you returned to Knoxville and went to the hospital where you met his mentor, because Ben in this world is an apprentice sorcerer. So this healer, who looks not unlike a young Noah Wiley, got you in and checked out Jake, then had a minor freak out. And told everyone to get out while he and Jake started taking their clothes off. That was not as cool and sexy as it sounded, because it was for some kind of ritual. He was able to cure Jake of what he called Sardonicus Fatalis, which is something called a chaos disease that sounds just awful. And then from there, you went back to the old Connor residence, the big mansion in the gated community, where you met up with Josh Rookwood, the vampire regent of Knoxville, and head of a mixed vampire werewolf motorcycle gang, who presented himself as being very protective of Jake and Ben, and genuinely saddened by the death of Charlie, and very distrustful of all these newcomers, especially this version of Charlie, who does not nearly have his act together as much as the one he's accustomed to.
In fairness, he met our Charlie first. You know, he just didn't like him as much.
he knew that world's Charlie for many years, because that world's Charlie was, in fact, a blood slave of his, although he himself refuses to use that word. He just calls them members of the club. And after that, all of you, most of you crashed on couches downstairs. There are guest rooms, Ben and Jacob went to bed, and everyone went to bed. Did we ever decide if Charlie was sleeping in Charlie's bed?
He said no.
Very probably a wise move.
Be kind of a dick move, honestly.
All right. So we renew. It is at some point later that night or early in the morning, however you want to look at it. Ben, you have been having terrible problems sleeping, and you're tossing and turning in bed, and you hear a very soft knock at the door, and you hear Jake say, "You okay in there?" And now, Bruce, you may now say, "You okay in there?" And we'll go from there.
You all right in there?
Yeah, I kind of was until you knocked. I was a little spooked. Made me clench my butthole a little bit. Yeah, no, well, can't sleep.
All right, if I come in?
Yeah, always, man.
All right, I'm going to come in. What's going on, man?
Oh,
yeah.
It's, dad's dead?
Yeah.
And now there's like a shittier dad and other?
Whoa.
And Frank, like, I just, it's like, I'm reaching my limits here.
Yeah, parallel universe just shit on us.
Yeah, well, this universe has done enough of that. I don't need another one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you could have had to have gotten naked with, you know, your mentor tonight.
Kind of just a part of some magic, so it's yeah. It's weird the first couple of times.
Do you know how to do it?
Not what he did to you, but like, I've just, you know, I've tried out a few spells. You know what I'm saying?
You have done the purification ritual, which you think was the first step of what he did tonight.
Okay, yeah.
You do that somewhat regularly when you're trying to enchant items.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with the principles here.
You kind of know how to do the purification ritual?
Well, just like the first thing that's like, it's like the first step of what he did, right? Like, there was a whole lot more happening there.
I mean, yeah, but if you know how to do it, why didn't you do it for Dad?
I don't know. I mean, the purification ritual takes time, and Dad was kind of dying right then. Like, I don't know there would have been enough time, even if I had all of the bits and pieces that I would have needed.
But you know how.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, there's other stuff involved. I mean, I know how, but, like, knowing is only, like, 1/10 of magic, right? I need other pieces to kind of activate the magic.
Why didn't you try?
Are you okay, man?
I just... Why didn't you try?
They got rid of the hyena thing, right? Like, you're not laughing, but, like, I don't know, this feels really, tense right now, and there's already enough tension. Man, like, do you need to, like, unwind? Like, we can go hit the punching bag?
You didn't even try. You can do all these things, and you didn't even try. Why? Look at me, Ben. Why didn't you try?
I mean, just, I don't know, man. It was, there was a lot happening. Like, I mean, you know, I don't think anybody was thinking straight in that scenario, right? Like,
I was thinking straight. Dad's first thought was to protect us. Was to sacrifice everything for us, and you couldn't even try.
Okay.
It's because he was weak, says someone standing behind you, Ben.
What the fuck? And Ben jumps out of bed, like, fucking, like,
and you turn around, and you jump out of bed, and turn around trying to figure out where that sound came from, and it's Charlie. You're Charlie.
Okay,
I did everything for you, and took you in, and you just let me down, didn't you?
Oh, Ben just starts crying. Ben is, he's crying. He's just like,
and
he's
eyes,
just frozen, muttering and stumbling over words.
Ben, look Dad in the eyes. Tell him why you didn't try.
Ben slowly looks up at Charlie and just says, I'm sorry.
Sorry is not good enough, Trey. And Charlie's eyes turn black.
If Charlie calls Ben Trey, then Ben is very close to just vomiting. Like, he is starting to, like, double over and even, like, stumbling, get dizzy a little bit.
And at that point, from behind you, Jake grabs you by the arms very tightly and almost painfully, and holds you up so that you can look at Charlie, and you hear Jake growl behind you, And Charlie just starts moving towards you and says, "You let me down, Trey. This is all your fault." And then these big mandibles shoot out of the sides of his mouth and start clacking as he advances towards your face. Everyone else roll wits plus composure.
Yeah, Ben starts screaming, for sure.
As in, like, even all, myself?
Everyone who's in the house roll wits plus composure.
Shit.
Two successes. I was
sleeping outside.
If you're sleeping outside, then you were sleeping peacefully. You don't hear anything.
Two successes. How the hell does he have 9?
Ignore that. Ignore that. I bumped the wrong number.
Okay. All right.
What's the roll again?
Wits plus composure. All
right. That is one success.
Okay. Are you in fact outside?
No, I'm inside.
Okay. All of you hear a scream from upstairs. Jake, you are in the room next door, and you immediately hear Ben screaming hysterically.
I jump up and just go through his fucking door.
Okay. He is in the bed screaming and crying and saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry," in the throes of a nightmare.
Damn. Ben. I would also run up there, but not there that close.
Charlie grabs his beer.
Just as the mandible is about to close on you, you feel something else grabbing you and shaking you, and you shake it off, and you realize that you are in bed, and now Jake is in front of you, and he's facing you, and calling your name, Ben, and he just has this look of genuine concern.
Ben says, "I'm sorry," to Jake, and then bends over his bed and vomits right on Jake's feet.
Yeah.
Yep. It's okay, bud. It's okay. Just pat his back soft and slow.
And the rest of you get up there in time to see that. And you hear the sound of vomit.
Mmm.
Oh.
Oh.
I vomit.
Everybody vomits. It's a round of vomit. Roll for vomit. Then he just starts squeezing, like hugging Jake as tight as he can.
Olivia would realize this is not something she needs to interrupt, so she's just going to kind of be like, "Ooh, I'm going to give them some privacy."
If you're at the door, can you go get a glass of water?
I can do that. I'm zooming to go do that.
I just love how perky Olivia always is, no matter what the situation. Here's a horrible dream about your dead father sprouting mandibles eat your face off. I can do some water.
Water? You got it, bud. In my defense, I was just like, vomit, great. Something I can do to help.
Mm-hmm. Everyone loves vomit.
Oh, and as you are trying to recover and sobbing into Jake's shoulders, you look over his shoulder and you see other Charlie in the doorway. What is your reaction, Charlie?
I mean, in my boxers, got my gun. I don't know what to do with this. Yeah, it's typical Saturday night. The only thing I don't have is a bottle of bourbon in my hand. I'm gonna be like, is he okay? Yeah, all right there, buddy. You're not gonna like blow something up, right?
I hate to point this out, but the question "Am I all right?" is very
dumb,
stupid. It's stupid.
That's fair. You want a beer? I'm gonna go grab a beer. You want a beer?
Yeah, and a shower. Shower beer.
Shower beer. I respect that.
Let's get you to the shower, bud.
Charlie's gonna go grab a beer. Grab two beers.
At this point, it's around 5 a.m. You got about an hour and a half before the sun comes up.
Somewhere to be.
So early. Charlie will drop the beer off and then go back to sleep.
Olivia will drop off the water for sure. And then she's probably just going to go sit outside to watch the sunrise and try and cope with this new, like, fourth reality she's been to. Like, Jesus Christ, this world has gone to shit. I used to just be excited about my job. Do I even still have my job? Did I lose my job? How long have we been gone?
That is an interesting philosophical question. Because you think you've probably been away subjectively at least 6 months. But Jeez. The calendar says it is, I think March 17th of 2010, which would be like a couple of days after you first left.
Oh, man. This is trippy. I just started that job. I was excited about it. Granted, they may have been a witch cult, so maybe not so excited about it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah. It's been a lot. Oliver, are you out here with me? Or is that just introspective?
I would be out there with you then.
Okay, yeah. A little twin bonding outside going, damn, this world's fucked. Not this world, just our lives in general.
Well, if... apparently, this is the new cap, like... This is not our Knoxville, and
I can't decide if we're making the worlds we're visiting better or worse, honestly.
I'm going to go with worse.
Yeah. We did kill this Josiah's wife by werewolves, so...
There's no we in that. That was all me.
Yeah, well, I should have stopped you. We should have been there. It's dual fault?
What idea was it to go into the basement of that church anyway?
Probably Charlie.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Charlie.
Probably Charlie.
Whoa.
I didn't want to go in the church to begin with
I think I did actually want to go in the church because I think I found some ritual thing behind a curtain. So this actually may be on me.
Well, I saw the things in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah.
No one else did, so I was like a little bit more cautious of not going.
And then you cut your hand off.
That was not smart.
I guess I'm still just waiting on us to wake up from this nightmare.
All right, family meeting time. Now,
which we're family? Have to,
the four of us right here. I mean, those two are family as far as I'm concerned, but they're in a world that we don't belong in. And we need to get back to ours. So
we still don't even know where our Jake is. Really? Did he leave that world? Did he not? I'm still concerned about that. But then we have this Jake. It's been a lot.
Do one thing at a time. Let's try to get Oliver's hand back. So we need magic. We need to find whoever the grand poobah of wizards is around here and see what we can do.
That didn't go so well last time. To my knowledge, right? That like we got
grand wizards don't seem to like us.
Yeah, but we keep getting more experienced at it, so eventually we'll know how to deal with it. But I think you'll all agree with me. We can't stay here.
No, I think the multiple Charlie situation and the multiple you situation is not the greatest.
And you two don't exist at all.
Yeah, well, this is like the third one that I haven't existed in, which is honestly pretty good. I don't want to see an alternate version of myself. I think I'd lose my shit.
Well, apparently we're in the same one that we were just in, just in the future of that. It's just, I don't, this all hurts my head, and it makes my hand throb, and I don't like that.
What hand?
Sorry, my limb.
You realize your hand is probably still out there somewhere, like, mummified in the desert?
I don't know. Didn't it crawl away on its own for a sec?
It did turn into
crawled. It crawled. It was a little terrifying. Maybe your hand's the inspiration for the Addams Family.
Didn't Charlie shoot it?
Mm. Did that kill it, though? Can you kill just a hand? Does it have life? All right, we're getting too introspective. I think the Grand Poobah Wizard is what we've got to go for, because maybe they'd have some information that we can get from them about portals home without maybe, endangering the entire world.
We also got to try to help Ben and Jake because Ben's a hot mess right now.
I don't know if having our Charlie around is going to fix that one.
Yeah. I don't how can we be helpful?
Or having your Frank around.
Yeah, that also. Double trauma.
Okay. One minor edit. It is, in fact, around 4 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock. Because I forgot something was supposed to happen at 5 o'clock.
Well, in that case, ominous. Charlie will not go back to bed yet, and we'll go hang out with the group after he grabs more beer. So Charlie wanders out carrying beer outside.
Olivia will absolutely take a beer.
Okay. Jake, when you come downstairs, you see the interlopers out on the back porch drinking all your beer.
We'll buy more.
Do y'all even have money? Is money normal here?
Debatable.
Well, it's on Confederate.
Was that a sentence?
Jesus.
Who's on the $3 bill?
Really throw him for a loop.
I think you mean the $7 bill.
It's a coin.
Alan, can we assume that given all the time I've had getting used to this, I can tolerate enough flame to light a cigarette or a cigar?
You have to make a resolve composure roll. Subtract your blood potency, blood purity from it.
All right.
I'll light it for him if not.
Well, I don't really need it. I mean, I don't. The nicotine doesn't do anything. So, all right, never mind.
Muscle memory.
So just Jake,
makes it look cool.
is he as bad as he seems? As you've known him longer than we have, is he going to be able to get through this? And are we making it worse for him?
You're not making it worse. This is just, it's hard. Our dad sacrificed everything to take care of us and make sure that we were safe. And this was supposed to be our weekend to celebrate the adoption. We're after the weekend when we came back, we were going to go by the courthouse and finalize the adoption paperwork. So it's just, it's a lot.
All this angst, I love it.
It's like conflicting for Olivia because like she feels so bad for them, but also so jealous because she's like, damn, they got a dad. The fuck? I mean, we had mom, which, you know, was also great, but, you know, conflicting emotions. Daddy issues.
You guys are family, even multi-universe, whatever. You are free to stay here as much as you need to. Family's family. Family takes care of family. That's what dad always taught us.
I just look over at Charlie.
It hurts so much.
I take a swig of my beer and just stare at Oliver like,
hey, me. You did pay for our college, you know, and Oliver just dropped out. You chose that. Chose free college.
I had a scholarship and
you
I
could
chose...
have had him pay it afterwards. And then you chose not to go to college anymore.
Well, because I got hurt. That's a very loaded question.
Oh, God.
I don't think we have enough alcohol in Knox County to... Is it still Knox County? Is it called Knox County? Is it called something else now?
Well, it's Knox County, but it probably... the city probably extends over into surrounding counties.
There's probably not enough alcohol, moonshine in this county to... potentially make help me drink away.
You want me to have the guys make a delivery?
Yes, that'd be wonderful. What? They still make moonshine the same way here.
Yeah, I mean we run one of the local clubs, and one of the guys is our brewer. He makes a lot of the liquor we use, so I can have one of them drop some stuff off. But
look,
mentioning
Jake,
that, yeah,
we don't want to be messing y'all up. We'll help, you know, with whatever situation y'all have going on. As much as we can, like you said, we're happy to help family. But really, we've got to find somebody who understands this portal mess and can get us home. Obviously, we'll prioritize your help because I don't think our portal worlds are going anywhere. It doesn't seem like, since we just keep hopping. But, you know, if you have any insight on that, it'd be great.
I've been told to avoid.
You have no idea what all this portal talk is about.
Well, no, I know of a guy who I've been told is a very powerful mage, a real mage, not what, you know, Ben is or anyone else. But you got to go to the casino, and that's off limits.
Why is the casino off limits?
Because casinos.
Yeah, because he's a real mage, like pure, unadulterated chaos. Like
we have mages; they're not that bad. Jake was. Starting to become one. Are they kind of an issue here?
Yeah.
Well, it's your plan.
They break reality to their own whim. So, and they get a little drunk with power.
Sounds like every other supernatural I've ever encountered.
He goes on to explain, just to clarify. Right. What Ben is a sorcerer, and that is also what Olivia is. And the majority of the magic-wielding people you've met humans have been sorcerers, which is a way of working magic, but within fairly defined rules. Actual mages are very, very rare, and they are literal reality warpers. Like, they could do stuff that no sorcerer or vampire has any idea how to do.
Unfortunately, that sounds like exactly what we need.
Well, that's at the casino, and Josh has always told us that's off limits. So that's what I know. Well, but if you need someone that's going to break reality,
we'll get his advice about it, just not right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. I gotta go though. I have to go to the council meeting, so I need you guys to look after Ben for me. This is like this hand over a piece of paper with my phone number. This is my phone number. If anything goes wrong, there's a landline in the house. But I gotta go explain what a kaftar is to a bunch of elder werewolves or elder vampires.
Oh, joy! Always so fun.
You all seem to get along really disturbingly well here.
Well, when humans find out we exist, they tend to go get pitchforks and torches, so we work together to keep the peace and hide that we exist.
Yeah, ours don't really feel that way. A little snippy.
Humans or vampires? The vampires and the werewolves. Go along, get along, kind of.
Well, no, the family that runs Knoxville back home, they're pretty cutthroat.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the rest of the Rookwoods?
I'm sorry.
Very spooky.
What?
What? Is this not a nice universe where all the Rookwoods are good? I was kind of hoping that that would be the case.
No, there's like a culty church or some shit. I don't know much about it.
Yeah. Josh is the only person named Rookwood among the vampires, at least that you know of in town.
Okay. Then I will mark that out of my notes, because I had that in my notes.
In fact, I'm about to send you something that I meant to send you a few minutes ago. So.
Okay.
All right. Check your email or your DM. You may be thinking of Reverend Blanchard, a.k.a. Brother Ray.
Multi-church? I have in my notes that there's one that runs... Yeah, the Black Church. Okay, yeah.
Not the Church, but the Black Church.
Hey, yo.
Whoa there.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody, Craig. Craig's gonna tell on us.
Yikes.
And that's who I mean. There are evil vampires who run a cult, not other Rookwoods.
Ah, okay. All right.
Got it.
So yeah, not all of them play nice. Some of them are kind of dick, but for the most part, we all kind of get along as best as we can to keep the peace.
It also just kind of seems like there's just more of y'all around. I had the tribe that was on the outskirts. I didn't really know much of the other population of werewolves in the area, but I knew that the Rookwoods, and there was like, what was there? It's like seven of them or something like that. And they just mainly controlled the city.
I'm familiar with your tribe.
Well, your ex-tribe, since they're ex-alive. There are approximately 20 vampires in the city, broken up into several different factions. With the Anawaya gone, there are probably... The only werewolves you know of are basically Josh's pack, the Rough Riders. And there is one independent werewolf, a female, who the only name anyone calls her by is the Bitch. She has a real name, but no one knows what it is. And she is kind of, I don't want to say aggressively lesbian, because that seems inappropriate. But she's, she wouldn't be opposed to a man she thought was her equal, but she's very tough as werewolves go. And then of course there's a kaftar or two in town. There are about six or so sorcerers, one of whom is Ben, and they are loosely allied with, well, I don't want to say loosely allied. They sometimes work alongside a very powerful a mentee vampire blood sorcerer. The thing is, Josh runs the council because he has the backing of the Camarilla, and also because he's still fairly young, which means he can do things like remain active during the day. There are more powerful vampires than him, but they really don't want the hassle of admin, so they, you know, let him take care of all that shit while they go off and do their own things.
Honestly, fair.
So the Camarilla is still a big thing here as well.
Keeps us alive, boss.
Well, I guess out of character, Mr. Gray was the only person that we met, quote unquote, from the Camarilla, right? Like, we didn't really have much other interactions with anybody else in our original universe.
In the original universe, that's correct. He was basically sent in to watch over the Rookwoods, who were not part of any major official faction. They're just a family of close-knit vampires who just sort of ran the town as their little fiefdom back when Knoxville only had 50,000 people in it.
I'm debating on if I want to see if I can go with Jake or not.
But then yeah, Bruce, did you get that email I had with the population notes?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have it. Thank you for sharing.
Okay. Yeah, that is all the stuff you know about who is who in the city.
Okay. So I know who the Blanchards are. That's who runs the church.
Yeah. And you don't have any reason to think that they're any more evil than the average evangelical megachurch leadership. So make of that what you will.
Pretty damn evil.
Trying to bring about the end of the world.
Apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
That's what I know. I'll see if I can ask Josh for any advice. But yeah, I need to get to the council meeting and explain what's going on to the best of my recollection before I pass out and just absolutely die.
Yeah, just let him know if we need to present ourselves or anything.
You want one of us to come with you?
I don't know if it's a good idea. I mean, you're kind of interdimensional.
We don't have to tell them we're interdimensional. Support. Witnesses.
I mean, I'll shoot Josh a text and be like,
I think Josh was planning to tell them. And if they didn't invite us, it's probably not a good idea to go.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense. Frank, sorry.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Well, I guess it would be kind of important because I assume most people around here know of Charlie as being a normal and not, I point at our Charlie as a werewolf or, you know, Frank being, you know, a vampire.
Out of jail.
They'll know something's up.
I mean, do we have to tell them I'm a werewolf?
I think
it's easy to smell.
Yeah, no offense, dude, but they're going to know.
Charlie sniffs himself. Do I need to shower again?
Constant. Again, he says. Speaking of showers, Ben, you've gotten out of the shower by now and put some clean clothes on, and you hear talking out downstairs out on the back deck.
He probably knows he's not getting any sleep tonight, so he'll just go downstairs.
And Ben joins Rushy.
Ben!
I give you a big hug. Hey, bud. You alright?
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. You know.
The one thing you never have to do with us is apologize. Because we've all done worse.
I'm God not knows gonna say I don't. That. I was about to say I'm not gonna say that to you guys. Most of you seem nice. Some might say 3 out of 4 of you.
I'll just lay my head, just put my head down. It's like sorry.
I look right at me and go, I'll have you know, I am a lovable asshole.
He's half right.
Maybe you just have to grow on me.
Like a fungus.
To be honest, I hope you guys aren't around that long. No offense.
We agree. I think we've screwed up your world enough as is. So probably the.
To be fair, none of you have actually done anything yet, except for Charlie killing what appears to be a spider demon animating a dead body.
Well, I have caused a lot of the issues.
This is the least destructive your group has been upon arriving in a new world.
Well, give us time.
But all the residual stuff, though, it's like, you know, the werewolves going crazy and, you know.
Really best not to dwell on it at the moment.
Over 100 years ago.
We can try to fix it. We do have to, hopefully, your local group will let us help out in hunting down these caftans, whatever the hell they are, spider things. Whew, Jesus.
Well, the spider things are different from the caftars. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Maybe they're in...
Jake, if you want to make an intelligence plus occult werewolf roll, I'll let you do that.
You already made me do that last time.
Did I make you do it about the spiders?
Yeah, you told me that the spiders weren't related. They were post-mortem.
Okay. You do know that, well, actually, how many successes do you get? You remember, do you get like a ton of successes?
Two. I only got two last time.
Okay. You know that it's some type of spider-based spiritual possession. You do have occult resources that you could check later in the day and maybe do some, like you've got your little, you know.
I can call the librarian.
Yeah.
But he's got to go to his meeting, so.
Yep. Well, I'm going to, Ben, I've got to go report in to Charlie, or to Josh. He's got the council coming together. They're going to look after you. If you need me, you call me. If you need me and I can't get here fast enough, I'll send the Rough Riders.
Thanks.
I'm going to go, and then I will be back in a little bit. It shouldn't take too long. These guys, most of them got to be in bed before the sun's up.
Which is an issue to be addressed. Frank, let's see, what is your blood potency still only a one?
Yeah, I can function in daylight. I don't like it, but it doesn't hurt me.
Okay.
I just keep my hat on and my sunglasses.
Yeah. Is that because you have sanguineness?
I do have sanguineness, but I think it's also just from your description of blood purity, the level one, there's no damaging effect, which is the sole reason I haven't bumped it up to two, because that's when you start having effects from direct sunlight.
Okay. Just check it. All right. Holy shit. Every time my air conditioning comes on, it sounds like someone is kicking in my door. It's very unnerving. All right. Okay. So, yeah, you don't like being outdoors, and you feel uncomfortable all day during sunlight, and you cannot use any disciplines except those that specifically say you can use them during the day. Okay. Jake, you get back in the SUV and head out. Everybody else, what are you doing? Anything or just motorcycle? Never mind. You get on your motorcycle.
Where is their house again? Is it in the subdivision or is it like woodsy? I can't really remember.
It's in a very fancy upscale subdivision. One of those places with it's basically a McMansion with a decent sized guest house out back next to the pool. And all of the houses are arranged around a 9-hole golf course.
All right.
I think Olivia just feels cooped up, so she's just going to spend as much time as she can outside.
I am going to make one
sitting
suggestion.
With her feet in the pool.
And this may be tough because I don't know if we've got anything to spend, but we all need more appropriate clothes.
Well, actually, I'll be right back.
Oh, Charlie, please stay out of Charlie's stuff.
Yeah,
Charlie,
I
go back inside. I put my pants on since, you know, I'm walking my boxers the whole time. And come down and pull out my wallet.
Oh, my God.
That I took off my body.
Ben?
Yeah, Ben's looking right at him. And he says, like, it doesn't really matter. Who gives a shit right now? But just in principle, maybe be gentler with the approach. I don't know.
Gentle with the approach.
Yeah. Like when you're landing a plane, you don't just bring it in full speed, right? You kind of let off the gas, you change a few things.
Depends on the plane.
I really don't want you flying planes.
or working for any agency that flies planes.
Oops.
just consider what this kid's been through, all right?
I'm just trying to be practical here.
No,
I understand.
He's right in a way. And there's I don't think we're hurting for money, so we can get you guys clothes or whatever. I mean, Charlie's got clothes, I guess.
Oh no, I won't fit in that. He was in way too much good shape. No, I'm at least one pant size bigger.
Okay. He does, Ben does look over at Olivia and he says, on the way in, I know a lot of things have happened, but I think we talked about, is your Nona a witch too?
Not to my knowledge. Never found, that's where like our, no, wrong grandparent. Yeah, no, not that I know of. Maybe she also has a secret grimoire. I haven't found it yet.
Well,
my parents are possibly Nazis and ghost zombies. And mad scientists, too. It's complicated.
Nazi, ghost, now. Zombie, mad scientists. You know what? Maybe my life is the simple one.
It's been a lot.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated, and it's been... Yeah, it's just been a thing.
Can I look at Nona's grimoire, if you wouldn't mind?
Yeah, no, I was about to ask if you wanted to see it. I don't know how much connection it has with your Nona or whatever, but, you know, right now I feel like any familial connection would be healing.
We can look over it together. You had some flamey stuff going on. I could do some flamey stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe not in front of the vampire. Well,
Are they okay with that in this Knoxville, or is that taboo here too?
I mean, not in front of the normies, you know, and not in front of, you know, Josh, but I mean, I had to learn it somehow.
I learned it in a 1920s alternate New York, so that was fun. It was actually really fun. Charlie and I solved a bunch of crimes. It was great.
That was fun.
Why didn't we end back up there? That'd have been nice.
Yeah, you got magic.
And Oliver, it still annoys you that your sister has actually bonded with Charlie over an adventure that they had lasting 6 months while you were technically dead.
We started a whole private eye detective group and Oliver was just dead.
It doesn't annoy me as much as it's just like I feel betrayed by my sister.
I think it just proves that really Oliver's the problem here.
Sorry, they didn't invite me either.
This is why I liked Frank more.
See, I'm just better, bro.
I mean, I'm in no position to claim you're not.
Yeah, he's three times the husband as you. Wait a minute.
What?
Because you're married four times.
Anyway, so Ben, that grimoire.
Yeah, let me go grab it. Ben walks inside.
Okay, and Bo, if you want to just forward her the grimoire notes that I sent you. We haven't done the whole thing yet, have we?
No. We wrote out all the rituals that we have in it. We didn't specify the details of all the rituals except for one. We have the basic contents, and we've got the ritual points. And we've got listed what the rituals are going to be once we've actually worked on it and spelled them out. This is Bo, thanking you for listening to another episode of Southern Gothic Gaming. Welcome back to the adventures of the Connor fam. The first arc of the aberrant storyline has drawn to a close, and we return to a world of werewolves, vampires, and vast horrors beyond comprehension. If you want to follow along live, you can do so by becoming a member of our Patreon. On Patreon, you will get early access, character breakdowns, and more. You can even join in our Discord group to interact with us and potentially join in one-off specials. Please rate or review wherever you listen to podcasts, and, as always, episodes are released every Friday night. Your players for this session have been Alan as the storyteller, Anthony as Oliver, Bo as Ben, Brooke as Olivia, Bruce as Jake, Luke as Frank, and Stick as Charlie. The intro and outro is Wayfaring Stranger by Brian Mitchell.
Thank you again, and we hope you listen in for our next session.